Did you ever have a question pop into your head that never got an answer? Did you want to learn more about something trivial but never got around to it? Well, I have. A lot. During the past few months, I wrote down these questions, no matter how odd or seemingly unanswerable they may be. I saved them so I could take one day each week for the entire year of 2016 to finally get some answers. So here we go with an attempt to learn something new in this episode of I Have Questions. Welcome to I Have Questions. I am Matt, and this is episode 51 for Friday, December 18th, 2016. And this episode's question is, what are the Soviet space program first? I'm going to guess that you pretty much knew I couldn't wrap up this series without at least one space question in these final three episodes. And this episode's original question was supposed to be, what was Apollo 13 supposed to do? And the simple answer is, explore the Frau Maurer Formation. The Frau Maurer Formation was believed to be made from the debris of the Mare Imbrium crater and would provide the biggest range of lunar material samples to return back to Earth and study. I'm sure you actually know what happened to the Apollo 13 mission by now. For those that don't, Apollo 13 launched on April 11, 1970 with the crew of Commander Jim Lovell, Command Module Pilot Jack Swigert, and Lunar Module Pilot Fred Hayes. 56 hours into the mission, a cryogenic oxygen tank ruptured and damaged the vehicle. The Apollo craft continued to the moon, but it didn't land. It slingshot around and headed back to Earth. All three astronauts survived. 9 months later, Apollo 14 launched and completed the mission to Frau Maurer. That's pretty much the answer, and the rest of Apollo 13's story you probably already know. So then I looked into more near disasters in space exploration to talk about. I did find quite a few. So many, in fact, I've saved that research for a possible another set of specials in 2017. I did look into talking about the Apollo 1 tragedy and into the Soyuz 11 tragedy. For those of you that don't know about Soyuz 11, that is the first death, or rather deaths, during an actual space exploration operation. Both seem too dark to talk about in this series and really need a bigger spotlight to get the respect they deserve. But the Soyuz idea did lead me to this question. If you have an interest in space exploration, you probably know a lot about the space race between the US and the Soviet Union. You probably already know about Sputnik and Yuri Gagarin and how those events motivated the U.S. space program to kick it into high gear. But was that all that the Soviet space program did to push the U.S. to get to the moon first? Turns out it's not. Not by a long shot. Just taking the space race time period into this timeline, there are some incredible Soviet space program firsts. To start off with, there is the one I just mentioned, Sputnik 1. This was the first man-made object launched into orbit, and the Soviet Union space program did this on October 4, 1957. Interesting little tidbit about this launch. Not knowing whether the rocket would launch and get Sputnik into orbit for sure, the Soviet government didn't report the news of the launch until the next day after the rocket had successfully launched and reached its target distance. Sputnik orbited the Earth until January 4, 1958, when its orbit finally decayed and the satellite burned up in the Earth's atmosphere. Next up, sending and returning a life into space. In this case, two lives. It was a pair of female dogs named Belka and Strelka. Belka and Strelka launched into space on a Vostok rocket and orbited the Earth 24 hours, then parachuted safely back to Earth. Strelka later delivered a litter of six puppies, and one of those puppies was given to Jacqueline Kennedy as a gift. The next first in the Soviet space program was that this program was the first to reach the moon, and that was in the form of the Luna 2 probe. This entry on this list should probably include the entire Luna satellite program. Luna 1 reached the distance of the moon in a flyby in January of 1959. Luna 2 made contact with the surface of the moon on September 14, 1959, albeit in the form of a crash landing near the Sea of Serenity. Luna 3 was the first craft to take pictures of the far side of the moon in October of 1959. Then, 7 years later and 3 years before Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, Luna 9 made the first successful landing on the moon and took the first up-close pictures of the moon's surface in January of 1966. Next up in Soviet space program first is, of course, Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space. On April 12th of 1961, cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin left the Earth on a Vostok rocket, circled the Earth once, then returned home safely, making this the first ever manned space exploration mission to have ever happened. That leads into the next first when, on June 16th, 1963, Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman in space. That was the subject of episode 21 of I Have Questions, so check out that episode to get that entire story. Sending men, and now at this point women, into space was one thing, but now it's time to have someone go outside of the confines of the capsule and walk through space itself. And the Soviet space program was the first to do that as well when Alexei Leonov exited the Soviet Voskhod spacecraft on March 18, 1965 and became the first person to complete a spacewalk. And last but certainly in no way least, the first robotically controlled rover was designed, launched, and landed by the Soviet space program. It was Lunokhod 1, and it reached the surface of the moon on November 10, 1970. At this point, the U.S. space program had successfully sent and returned its own astronauts to the moon, but the Soviet space program was still breaking new ground with this robotic rover. Lunokhod 1 was equipped with four video cameras and an X-ray spectrometer and explored the surface of the moon up until September 14, 1971, when its last communication was sent. The last position of Lunokhod 1 was lost after the initial transmission up until 2010, when NASA successfully bounced a laser off the rover's light reflector. Once this position was pinpointed, Lunokhod 1's reflector has been and continues to be used in research and experiments having to do with the moon's movement. And with that, that'll do it for the Soviet first in this time period that we're identifying with the space race, and that will do it for this episode of I Have Questions. As you probably know now, there's only two episodes left in the run of this series, but if you're just picking up the series now, there are a whole lot of episodes that came before it, and you can find all those at neozaz.com, along with all of our other great podcasts. We have social media pages for NeoZaz as well. We're NeoZaz Podcasts on Facebook, at NeoZaz on Twitter, and NeoZaz on Instagram. That is it for this episode. I want to thank you, of course, for listening. I'll be back next week with another question to answer. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It's a Christmas-inspired question, but probably nothing you're going to guess. You'll find out more next week. So until then, I'll say one more time, thank you for listening, and I'll see you in that next episode. I Have Questions as part of the NeoZaz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit our website at NeoZaz.com. I Have Questions and all the podcast series from NeoZaz are funded by the generosity of our fantastic Patreon supporters. To learn how you can help support all the work we do at NeoZaz and access exclusive supporter content, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/NeoZaz. For all the latest from I Have Questions and NeoZaz.com, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/NeoZaz Podcast or our Twitter account at NeoZaz. Thanks for listening.